The following is an address given at an initiation ceremony by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on September 17, 1997 in Bangalore, India.
Simply one has to stay in the process of devotional service, follow the vows that you're taking today, follow the instructions of Guru, avoid the offenses, and you'll be able to achieve all the success. You'll be able to get back to Krishna. Of course, it's also a declaration of war on Maya, and Maya is a good fighter. The only way you can overcome Maya is by taking shelter of Krishna. Krishna is stronger than Maya. Mameva jay prapadyante mayame tang taranti te. Who takes shelter of me, I will cross them over this Maya. So everybody here has decided to take shelter of Krishna, has been taking shelter of Krishna, already proven to themselves that this process of Krishna consciousness is working for them. They feel confident and they are steps, so far that I know, this is what they expressed to me, what was confirmed. If you're not feeling confident, you don't feel ready to take the initiation now, this is your last chance to step back. We'll give you 3 Hare Krishna mantras to think about it. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So you all want to go forward with this?
Your wife is still here, she has to go.
So, I think you've heard the 10 offenses of the Holy Name. What else did they hear? They get some other lesson?
Chanted some, everything.
Chanted some auspicious mantras. Second initiation means that one is taken a more serious commitment, even like reaffirmed, and it upgrades one's intensity. If one is taken a second initiation, it means that they are considered to be more mature, and therefore Krishna holds them more responsible. So that's more serious, both for the guru as well as the disciple. Prabhupada said to be very careful about second initiation. First, little liberal, it's not so. So, just like when we sing in the morning, we say, Yani Tani Cha Papani Brahmahatya Tani Cha. By every step around Tulasi, we can get forgiven even for Brahmahatya. But killing an ordinary person is, okay, that's bad karma. Killing Brahman is heavy karma. That means if somebody commits suicide as a Brahmana, they don't get ordinary karmas. They don't just become a ghost. They become a Brahma Rakash. Because they're supposed to know better not to commit suicide, not to do such things. So the Brahmanas had to be very pleased, you know. We're giving a lot of confidence in you to act very carefully and responsibly. As long as you do everything to please Guru and Krishna, there'll never be any problem. And as long as you follow your vows, there won't be any serious problem. At the same time, as a Brahmana, you can go ahead faster, you get more opportunities. It's like going in the fast track of spiritual life. Already, Harinam is fast track compared to everything else going on in the world. But then even compared to that, this is the faster track. This is upgrading further. But then it's also with greater responsibility. One doesn't have to have second initiation to get back to Krishna. So, but if one wants to do some closer service to Guru and Krishna, then it's a good opportunity. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, you want to call them up one by one? Who's first? Who's been chanting the longest? Pretty much the same. Just go on. Satya Narayan. come here, pay your obeisances. I don't know which way you... No, without putting your feet to the deities.
In this segment.
Yeah, something like this, maybe. The Prabhupada, Chagya, this is the best. Then, after that, Venkatesh, who's the next here? Okay, Venkatesh can come next. Pay your obeisances already. What are the four regular principles that you're promising to follow? And how many rounds of japa per day? And you'll promise to help me in my mission to serve Srila Prabhupada? And all these things here. So your name is pretty self-explanatory. Your name is Satya Gaur Chandra Das Brahmachari. And you go and pay your obeisances to Prabhupada. So this is Venkatesh. So what are the four principles you're going to follow your whole life? No intoxication, you said that. And how many rounds of japa per day? And you're helping me with Prabhupada's serving, and my service to Prabhupada's mission. And these things, same. How many rounds? Minimum. No maximum. Venkatesh is your name now, right? Oh, because one Venkat Krishna is him, right? And this is Venkatesh. So your name is Vaikuntha Gaur Das Brahmachari. Lord Chaitanya came from the spiritual world, so he's Vaikuntha Gaur. Goloka is one of the Vaikuntha planets, the topmost, so. This is Lakshmi Narasimha. What are the four principles that you follow your whole life? And how many, and the meat, fish, egg, onion, and garlic? And how many rounds per day minimum? And you help me with my mission of serving the Prabhupada's mission to follow these things. So, your name means you're the servitor of Lord Krishna, who is the shelter of Radharani. Your name is Lalita Sroy Das Brahmachari. You are Venkat Krishna Das, and what are the four principles you follow your whole life? How many rounds per day minimum? And you are committed to helping me in my service to fulfill Prabhupada's mission and all these things. Okay. So your name is Vedanta Chaitanya Das Brahmachari. Krishna said he was Vedavit, Vedacham. So he's Vedanta. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Also Lord Chaitanya is the life of the Vedanta in the form of Bhagavat, the natural commentary. Ramesh Kulkarni. You say the pranam, Guru Pranam, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. You said? What are the four principles you follow your whole life?
All kinds of intoxication. All kinds of intoxication. Forbidden. And no non-veg. Including onion, garlic, and all that stuff.
And you're going to chant how many rounds per day minimum?
More than 16.
16 as a minimum. At least 16. And you'll help me in my mission of serving, my service to Srila Prabhupada's mission. And these things are okay. So your name means you're the servitor of Lord Krishna, who is the life of, or the life force for transcendental mellow or ecstasy. The pandits can tell you all the meanings. Your name is Rasatma Krishna Das. It's okay. Take Prabhupada's blessing.